Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 109, talking about gladdening those around you, especially for the holidays. The rabbis taught in a brisa, a person is obligated to gladden his children and members of his household on the festivals. As it is stated, and you shall rejoice on your festival, you, your son, your daughter, your slave, etc. With what does one gladden them? With wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, men with what is suitable for them, and women with what is suitable for them. The notes point out that the reading can be also women with what is suitable for them, children with what is suitable for them. Men with what is suitable for them means that one gladdens them with wine. And with what does one gladden the woman? Rav Yosef taught in a brisa in Babylonia, one gladdens them by providing them with colored garments, and in Eretz Yisrael with pressed linen garments. And the notes point out, colored garments were the holiday attire of the woman in Babylonia, whereas white linen garments were the holiday attire of the woman in Israel. Interesting. So this is another idea, another source for the idea that people buy new garments, especially women for themselves or husbands for their wives, for the holiday, buying for the kids, toys, different things to get them involved, excited for the holidays, especially Passover coming up. Very big inyan to give things like that. But in general, we should realize we should do whatever we can to gladden our wives, to gladden our spouses, to gladden our kids, not just for the holidays, but always, especially thinking about how we could do so on Shabbos. So the idea that a lot of families have, including ours, is the Shabbos party. We do it usually on Shabbos at 3 p.m. Blei Neder, usually we figure out what to do for them, different ways in the past. Recently, we did like an orange for the fruit, and we'll give them like chocolate sorbet, which we call chocolate ice cream, for one of the kids, Bamba, and another kid, Bamba. The other kid can't have an allergy, so we'll give him like an Oreo, or a version of Oreo, and things like that, and it gladdens them. They look forward to the whole day. 3 o'clock Shabbos party, right, Abba? So we do that to gladden the Shabbos for them. And for my wife and I, how do we gladden Shabbos? Having special Shabbos foods, the chillin, the Friday night chicken soup, Friday night after kids are in bed, reading our novels together and having our pomegranate seeds or sour sticks or whatever. That's how we gladden the Shabbos, doing different things on Shabbos to gladden for ourselves, going for a walk when the weather is nice, going out together, recent weeks outside Minyan. Really way to gladden the Shabbos. And throughout the week, how can we gladden each other? If your wife loves to order in, like we do, my wife and I, a lot of times we'll order in. Sometimes we'll have pizza, and then we get the kids, and we gladden their week by giving them what they like for lunch, even if it's pizza, especially if it's pizza. And throughout the week, finding ways that we could do so. How can we gladden each other? Making sure every night to spend with each other, having quote-unquote date night with each other. My wife and I try to do that throughout the week after the kids are sleeping. Figure out ways that we could gladden each other, gladden our wives, gladden our kids, doing what we can, especially for the holiday, just as the Gemara points out to us. What can we do to gladden those around us to get them excited and happy, excited for the holiday? Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 110 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.